Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I'm going to bring you back up in just a second. Well, those of you here last week, you got Acts 3 twice now. He didn't know that I ministered on that last week. So anyway, you just confirmed it. But you preached it much better than I did, honestly. So I really, there's a little fire there. Amen. You know, the gift of evangelist needs to be imparted to us. And some of you in here are already evangelists. But you can tell when X was ministering that there was impartation going on. And impartation is much different than just being taught. You can be taught and go back out of here and be able to look at your notes and stuff like that. But an impartation goes much deeper. And it causes you to be motivated by the Spirit of God to go out and get people saved. And, you know, you've been hearing it for, you know, however long you've been here, for every year or whatever, that it's outside the walls. And that's where the anointing is going to hit. And when the outpouring occurs in the dimension that's about to happen, you're going to light up. And I would be, you know, these things are going to happen. I'm in touch with a street preacher, and I shared what happened to him last week. And you heard the recording, how he wanted the gift of prophecy, or the gift of words of knowledge. I don't really know what happens. It just comes out. But you can call it whatever you want. Anyway, he wanted that so badly, and he said, will you please pray for me? And at the end of our mission, I laid my hands on. My hands got super hot, and I know he received something. And then he goes out, and he shares. And I was telling everybody, I said, look, if you want to move in the Spirit, just do a blessing over someone, and then stop. And whatever comes into your spirit, just repeat it. And so he does this. And so he sees the results of it, and he stepped out. Well, I guess a couple of weeks went by, and now he's a street preacher, like I said, and now he's walking by. He's calling out names. And he said, Josie. Is there a Josie here and a John or something like that? And, yeah, that's for me. And she comes up, and John was her dad that just passed. And so he ministers what God had put in him and leads him to the Lord and so forth. But what I'm saying is this. When the outpouring occurs and the Lord positions you strategically to people who, you know, might need a serious healing like that. I mean, this guy was ministering in a bar and people were drunk and saw this guy get saved. And they saw the words of knowledge. And so that's you being positioned strategically. And you know, the kind of preaching is going to occur right then and there. So just be encouraged. Amen. Because God is going to move strategically. And just really appreciate the word, because it had a real impact. You know, Jesus appeared to the disciples 40 days. 40 days he trained them before that miracle occurred. 40 days of being trained by Jesus. And I would submit to you that you could start that tomorrow. I'm preaching to myself. He wants to impart to us. He wants to become intimate with us. He wants to know you even more. Even though he knows everything about you, he wants to know you and you want to know him. And if you engage in that, he will train you. He'll take you to the next step. Because that's just who he is. And while he's doing that, you're going to hear those words, I love you. Yeah. You know, he told me that again today. I'm just going about my day, and all of a sudden, he's just there. I can't see him, but I know he's there. Because there's an absolute atmosphere of peace that only he can create. Isn't that good? Mm. Praise the Lord. God is so good. You know, Matt, I just want to give you a word of encouragement. You know, God's going to make of you streams. He's not going to just do it one way. He's going to do it many ways through you. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it's going to be whichever one is needed right at the right time. And you know this. There's a wall right now, and I see you up against it. And you're speaking to it, and you're doing everything. You're, you know, fasting or whatever. You just keep on trying to pound on that wall. But God says, I'm teaching you about patient endurance right now. And when you're not patient, endurance is going to kick in. And when you know the endurance isn't there, patience is going to kick in. But God says, I will give you the ability to overcome this. But you must first learn that word of patient endurance. And patience is a power, and so is endurance. And I've been saying this. This has been coming up in my spirit. I've been saying this really wherever I've been traveling. That trials, that the joy of the Lord is your strength. But the joy, it says, count it all joy when you enter various trials. Joy is a power. It is not a feeling. It is not an emotion. And it is released in the trial when you have expectation of the understanding that the trial is there to conform you into His image. So now that the trial is there, you will break through this wall, but it is a trial. But you can come out of here tonight with the power of joy that is released through the expectation that, yeah, maybe this isn't exactly, maybe I need a breakthrough, but you know what? I'm going to be joyful because it's conforming me into His image. And that changes the trial. So when we enter into trials, we rejoice because the Lord is there to conform us into His image. You will break through this. And you will have a promotion in the Spirit. Amen? And the word that comes out of you is going to come out like a fire. And it's a consuming fire. But it's a fire that will refine. God has given you a ministry to refine the body of Christ. So your word that comes forth out of your mouth will be a refining fires and fuller soap and clean people up, because the days are short and there's a demand right now, and God is going to give people to you who are serious about the Lord. They're not going to be wishy-washy or like that. They're going to be serious because the militancy of the Lord is in your midst. In Jesus' name I declare.
Thank you.
God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give you a word of encouragement too. You know, I was sitting there looking at you, and I hear that word lion in front of me. And God transitioning you into more of a lion. Amen. There's a little bit of reserve because the word of wisdom moves through you, and there's a wisdom that God uses in you very, very strategically. You're one that sits back. You're one that observes. You're one where you let the discernment flow through you, and then you move into it. And that's the wisdom. Now that you've learned wisdom, God wants to put a sword in your hand. Amen. Because He couldn't put a sword in your hand until He first taught you wisdom. And now God is going to release in you the Lion of Judah. Amen?
Amen.
And the Lion of Judah is the same thing that was in David. So when David confronted the giant, he didn't sit back. He ran at that giant.
Amen.
And there's an aggressiveness that God is developing in the midst of your spirit. And people will say, man, there has been a revolution that's gone inside of this brother because he is not the same. And God is raising up. I just see in my spirit, I see an individual that God has put around you right now that kind of knows the Lord, but they haven't got all of their, they got their feet kind of in the river, but they haven't been submerged yet. And you're going to lead them into that place. You're going to lead them into the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because they've kind of got the traditions of man, but you're going to lead them into the things of the Spirit, because God is going to use you as a tool in their life. In Jesus' name I declare. God is so good. And these prophecies are being recorded on our website. Amen. So you got to praise the Lord. I can't leave you out of this. Amen. Got to go on down the line. Amen. God is so good. Amen. Praise the Lord. I see the healing power of God going through you. Amen. It's just going to, it's like first going to trickle down through your mind. And it's going to go down into your body, okay? Because God wants to give you a supernatural peace, amen? I see shielding being placed around you because the enemy has tried to get in, has tried to hook you through things in the past. And you've overcome so many things, you really have. And you've kind of shoved them back in there, but because you know the Lord and you know forgiveness. God has challenged you in this arena. Amen. In the area of forgiveness. And you've had to forgive a lot. Amen. But that's the training of the Holy Spirit. But God is going to change the perception of forgiveness. Because your forgiveness is something that we look on the cross and we see Jesus there. Amen. But God is going to give you a vision of looking through His eyes on the cross.
Amen.
And He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they were doing. Amen. And the hooks are going to pop out and you're going to be set free. And that ministry of healing is going to spring forth like a river through you. Compassion is how you are moved consistently. You just have a love for people. You just want to touch people. And the stage is set. The platform is there. And now you're going to be able to spring forth in your ministry. And that word I gave you about looking through His eyes is going to be passed on, because that is a word of the body of Christ. And you're going to share it over and over and over again. And people are going to be set free because they've got unforgiveness in them. And they're literally being tormented in their mind. Amen. God is so good. Lord, just bless her, Lord. Fill her up. Ezra, come on up here, buddy. Come on up here. Amen. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for my brother, Lord. What a blessing he is. Amen. Amen. You know that God is going to do a work in you with your music. Amen. And you're going to, God is going to move through you in the words of knowledge. Amen. And you're going to move strongly in the gift of prophecy. But God is going to give you melodies. Just like you were beating on the spatula, you're now entering to a new phase of your ministry. You're going to sing prophetically over people. You see what I'm doing right now? You're going to sing prophetically over people. And the Holy Spirit's going to train and teach you in your secret place. And you're going to find exactly that tune where you can speak and it will minister to people one after another after another. For you have a unique ministry. And God is doing a unique thing through you. Amen. God is so good. Now, Lord, I just thank you for my brother. Yeah, so put my hand on you. I see the Lord surrounding you with good friends. Amen. I mean, these are friends that will be friends for life. And I don't know if it's something you've cried out for, if it's something that you need, but God knows that you need it, and so he's going to deliver. So I just want to encourage you that these friends are friends for life. They're not rude. They aren't, you know, you know how it is, okay? But they're people that will build up. Because God has protected you sovereignly. I mean, I see Psalm 91 over you. You've been protected. And, you know, from people that, you know how they are, you know, they talk about this, talk about. But remember, they said that it says in the word that they hated him without a cause. And so just understand that, that some of the things you've been experienced are not you. It's not who you are. It's the fact that you have the Lord inside of you. Amen. And the perception, the mirror that God is going to give you is the mirror of his word. That is your identity. That is who you are. God says, do not drink out of the reflection of your of the mirror. Don't drink out of the reflection like you know, Gideon's army did. Remember, they one drank one way and one drank another way. Because God says, stop evaluating yourself. Allow me to speak to you. Allow him words, because he is your mirror. The reflected glory of God is going to be seen on you as you minister. You know, so many things aren't going to mean 10 years from now, but I don't think the Lord's going to come back before then. So I want to encourage you. He has prepared you. He has positioned you. But let that gift begin to flow through you. Amen. You sing a blessing over someone, and then the Lord is going to move inside of you. Amen. And you're going to hear the word of the Lord, and you're going to speak it time and time again. Lord, I thank you for my brother. Fill him up to overflowing with your Holy Spirit. That which you give him, the Holy Spirit, I thank you, give it to him now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. God is so good. Amen. Now, I want X to minister over everybody. I bet I want the prophetesses or prophet via gift. Just come up here right now real quickly. Michelle, Doug, come on up here. Okay, just one person. But if God gives you more than one person, come up here, Michelle. If God gives you more than one person, then you'll get them after, just point them out and we'll get them. I want X to be released right now. Amen. And then you'll come up, Jerry. You got a prophetic gift. Amen. Yes. Yeah.
He said the worship team would lead the armies into battle.
Amen. Amen.
They were the ones up front.
Yes. Amen.
God is raising you up to be a mighty warrior of God.
Thank you.
And when you sing praises, the enemy scatters.
Amen.
So you keep praising.
Thank you.
With everything that's in you.
Thank you.
Amen. It's a little prophetess over there popping out of her. Amen. Amen. God is so good. Amen. Doug, you got something?
Yeah, I got Matt, in late 1987, early 88, I was ministering at a church in Bishopville. And there's a big guy like you sitting on the front pew. And I said, brother, you've been a hellraiser all your life. And God's going to use you to raise people who are currently where you used to be, out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
Thank you, Father.
And that guy turned out to be the state chapter president of Hell's Angels in his previous thing. And God has brought about a major transformation in you. We're called to be Christ-like, brother. And even as X was speaking before, there's different aspects of God's character that we're supposed to embody in our Christ-likeness. Brother, you got the strong part down. God gives strong men little girls to teach them how to be tender. But the word says that it's your kindness, Lord, that leads me to, that leads us to repentance.
Thank you.
And the Lord says that as your character is changed to be more reflective of your Savior, that's going to be your hallmark that people are going to notice. And they're going to say, that's not who Matt used to be. That's who Matt is now. And it's going to be that change that's going to draw people and attract people, because they're going to see the supernatural change that occurred within you. And that's going to be the hallmark of who your ministry is. Because God wants you to be exactly who you're called to be a father to those kids and the other six, to be the man that brings stability and security to her that she craves, like all wives do. And the Lord says that I'm going to bring about a change in all the things in the natural as well as the spiritual, that you're going to see a financial uprising, says the Lord, that's going to bring stability and security and peace, that you don't have to worry, you don't have to look to the left or the right, but the Lord says, I will be your Jehovah Jireh, your provider, says the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
I have one scripture for two people, so I'm going to give it to him first, which is Isaiah 50, verse 7, in the part where it says that I have my face turned like flint. And Jesus did it because nothing was going to turn him back from the call. He knew he was going to the cross. He knew it was going to be hard. And it was not going to be an easy task. He knew he was going to have to deal with people and the humanness and all the stuff in this world. The Lord has made you like flint. It's not your heart that's like flint, but he's made you like the plow for all the people that are coming behind you, so that you are strong enough to endure to the end what he has for you. And there's nothing that is going to turn it back. The devil may stop. He may try to come against you. He may tempt you, just like Job, just like Jesus. But there's nothing, because you have set your face like flint. You know who the Lord is and what he's done and what he's going to do. And that strength is going to carry you. And the first part was for this man. And for the Lord will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced. And then the face, and I know that I will not be ashamed. And the Lord is saying that there's things that have, passed or whatever, but you're not going to be ashamed. As you step out and in the places that there are people maybe who have backstabbed you or trashed you or misaligned, but he's saying he's not going to do that to you. He's not going to do that to you. And anyways, just go forth. And then there's somebody who needs healing.
Amen. Go ahead. Go back there.
Oh, is she? Hi, this couple. What are your names?
Norma.
Norma?
David.
David?
Yes.
The Lord is going to set you free from some generational religious curses. There's way back in your family line, like worship of Mary and, you know, different things that are actually holding you back right now. And we break that off right now in Jesus' name. You are free. Are you friends with, is he your friend, X? No? Well, maybe he can be. But there, God wants you to lift your expectation. He wants you to expect more. You are my child. You are my child. You are not a bastard. You are not left out of the kingdom. People have made you feel rejected and that you weren't good enough. But that was because Satan knew that you were called to be his. To be his. And God is going to set you totally free. And then he's going to send you out among your people, the people that you are friends and family with. And they will see the glory on you. You almost don't even have to say a lot. They're going to come and ask you. And you'll be able to tell them, the real Jesus stood up in my life. The real Jesus set me free. Because not, you know, the traditions of man and so forth. And so many people in our country and all over the world, you know, Satan doesn't mind if we have religion, because that doesn't set anybody free. In fact, that keeps you a captive. Bless you. May I hug you? Bless you. Bless you. Karen, God is going to bring some real healing to you. You've been through so much, my sister, so much. And you don't realize it, but you're still trying to prove that somehow I'm good enough. Will somebody see I'm good enough? You are good enough. You are good enough just right where you are. You are written on the palm of his hand. You are the apple of his eye. Everywhere he looks, he sees Karen because you're right there in his eye. And you don't have to prove anything to anybody. Those, all those people that rejected you, we break off a spirit of rejection in Jesus' name. You are delivered from that. You are his beautiful, beautiful bride, his beautiful daughter. And you don't need a man. I mean, it's good to, you know, especially for men, it's good for men to not be alone. But, sorry, men. But, but let Jesus be your bridegroom. He wants to just snuggle you in close and speak things and whisper things in your ear that you haven't yet heard, and just embrace it and let him do all that work. He's doing that in me too. We all need it, really. God is so good. Sorry about that. A little levity.
That's okay. You've been holding for a while. All right. Praise the Lord. God is so good. All right, everybody just point your hands to X. Lord, I just thank you for my brother here, God. Thank you, Jesus. What a blessing he is. Lord, he has blessed us tonight, Lord. And Holy Spirit, I know that there's a rewards that come from you and promotions that come from you. Lord, I just thank you that my brother, like, I know he moves in the gift of healing, Lord. But Holy Spirit, that which is on me, I put them on my brother in Jesus' name. He will flow like a river in words of knowledge, words of wisdom, words of prophecy, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to sharpen his giftings even as he leaves this place tonight. He's going to know some things as he dreams at night, Lord God. The gift of discerning of spirits will begin to function in a greater measure. Because the Lord says, I'm going to show you what you're up against. I'm going to allow you to see into the spirit just as I did when I was here. Remember the pigs? Remember the demons? They wanted to go into the pigs. I saw them. I saw the legion. God's going to allow you to see in that realm. God's put two swords in your hand, brother. You've got the wisdom of God. You've learned, and God's going to give you countries, and you're going to prophesy over the nations. And it's going to come to pass very quickly. For God says, I'm doing a quick work in the earth. I'm doing an acceleration. Yes. And God's going to put you right in the midst of it. Time and time and time again. Out of your own mouth, you're going to know what I'm doing in the nations. You're going to know what I'm doing in the communities. You're going to know what I'm doing in the governments that I send you to. For this is a new authority that I place on you. These are new clothes. God says, you've not gone this way before, but I'm opening up new doors to you. For the doors that I open, no man is going to be able to shut. But the Lord also says, I'm going to shut some doors because I've got you in my hand. I'm putting a light unto your path, and you are going to be like an arrow in my hand, and you're going to hit the target every time because God has sharpened you. He's put feathers on you, and he's put a point on you, and he's just drawn back, and he is shooting you as a bull. Time and time again, you're going to see breakthrough, and revivals are going to occur, not just in the midst when you're there. They're going to occur when you leave. For God says in my word, I said, these signs shall follow those that believe. For my presence will stay and it will remain. It won't be just when you're there, but it will be when you leave. And you will hear the report, and even now, so now you're hearing reports of what God is doing and the impact that I did through you. Because you've understand that I am the head of my church. And you have gotten out of the way and you've allowed me to move. And God says, I am going to bless you. I am blessing your family even now. For I'm going to do an economic thing in your family that you are even going to believe. You say, Lord, how in the world is this happening? It's coming in like a river. And God is going to give you the ability to be able to give in a way that you've never given before. So God says, you've given your life, you've given your heart, but God says, I'm going to put some seed in your hands because you know there's some things you've been asking for. Lord, I need something here. I got to have it. I want to build this. I want to do this and that. And God says, because you've asked this in your heart, I give it to you tonight in Jesus' name, I declare. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. God is so good. Now, if I just want you all, X is going to be up here. I want him to pray for as many people as want to come up. If you just want to touch, that's fine. You need healing in your body. You just want to receive the impartation of the evangelist, whatever it might be, just kind of form a line, and he'll go on down the line, and whatever God puts in his heart, he's going to say. And if you got to go, that's fine. You're not going to insult me or anybody else. When you go out, just be as quiet as a mouse. Amen. God is so good. Yeah, hold on.